Let us go before the Lord today as we enter into his presence, when we open our minds and our hearts to the teaching of God. So we establish our faith and grow our faith in Christ Jesus. So let's talk about our spiritual cleansing as we're led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit today. See, our goal is to establish our faith correctly in the Lord, and for our spirit to be aligned with God the Father and our Lord Christ Jesus. See, it's not God who needs to change, but us. Our spirit has to change to where it's more and more like Christ Jesus each and every day we walk with the Lord. See, we know God only operates in truth. There is no lie in him. And if we want to establish our faith, then our truth has to be what comes out of our spirit. For our spirit has to be connected to the truth, and that then allow us to then grow in God, and God will take us through a cleansing process so we are changed, and only the truth comes out of us. That which is in us is of God, and that which is in us that of a God can only be truth, and that would then start flowing out of us in our thoughts and our minds and our deeds and actions. See, for us to establish our faith, we have to embrace truth, truth about God and truth about ourselves. In his word, the Lord speaks of things that makes us unclean. In the beginning, it was all about, you know, what we took into our body, the foods that we ate. We're instructed not to eat any animal that chewed a cud or had split hoofs, because that would make us unclean before God. We could not eat rabbits or pigs. This would make us unclean before God. God said we could not eat any animal that moved along the ground that would make us unclean in his sight. We could not eat rabbits and lizards and geckos and chameleons. If we touched these animals and if they was dead, then that would also make us unclean before God. So God had a pattern of living that he wanted us to live in the beginning. And then we took God's teaching and we took it in a religious direction. And we did not do it in spiritual obedience as God was teaching us. When Christ Jesus came, he taught us about having to be spiritually cleaned up. He said, "Woe to us, teachers of the law, you hypocrites, because you focus people on the external beauty of their body, while leaving the inside full of dead man's bones, hypocrisy, and wickedness," says the Lord. So you're just making people think that they can be clean from the outside. See, Christ came to correct our thinking about being unclean before God. See, we thought we can get clean by avoiding eating certain type of foods. So we began to make this thing very religious. I don't eat this food. I don't eat this food because, you know, this is God says don't eat this and God says don't eat that. We think that that leads us to cleansing us. But Lord said nothing a person takes inside their body makes them unclean. It is what comes out of our body that causes us a problem that God sees us unclean in his sight. It's what comes out of our hearts. It's what comes out of our thoughts. It's what comes out of our body and the things we do with our body. He said, these things makes us unclean in God's sight. Go with me to Mark chapter 7, verses 18 and 23. So we try to change God's word so we don't think that we're unclean with what we do. But you and I have to read God's word carefully to understand what does God say about being clean before him. It's important to God now. It was important to God then. And it's going to be important to God all the way to the end. Mark chapter 7 verses 18 and 23 says, "Are you so dumb?" He asked, "Do you see that nothing that enters a man from the outside can make him unclean? But it goes into the not into the heart, but into the stomach and out of the body." And in saying this, Jesus declared all food clean. He went on, he said, "What comes out of a person is what makes them unclean. From within, out of a man's hearts come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, evil, slander, arrogance, and folly." All these evil comes from out inside of a man and makes this person unclean. So Jesus said, "I come to set this straight about this idea of what it takes to be clean and unclean." He said, it's really what's going on the inside of you. See, determining whether we are clean or unclean was a major concern during the life of the Apostle Peter. See, we think today it's no big issue, but it's still an issue to God. God still wants to see you and I as a person that's cleaned up by His Spirit, cleaned up by the blood of Christ Jesus, cleaned up by the power of God. So Peter was struggling because he thought that in his own thinking, because he walked with God, that he can declare who was clean and unclean. So the Lord had given some understanding. He said, you're nullifying my word by your teaching. So the Lord taught Peter, you cannot call anyone unclean who the Lord has made clean. See, Peter had an experience with Christ Jesus that changed his thinking to be more like the Lord. And so many of us today need to have this same kind of experience, the way we think about things in God. See, Peter seen all these kind of animals coming together. And in his mind, these things was unclean. Unacceptable, unacceptable to him, and unacceptable. Never would he touch him, never would he have anything to do with him. See, this is the way Peter was thinking, and this is the way many of us think today. See, we're separated, and we're not one in the body of Christ Jesus because we think other people are unclean. You know, if you're white, you're worshiping your own, you don't have anything to do with any other religion. You're black, you're in your own section. You're Spanish, you're in your own section. You're Chinese, you're in your own section. See, we all section off like we're serving God. But see, we're having a Peter moment. What we consider the only thing clean is us. But like Peter, we need to have an experience with the Lord and understand what does God consider unclean. Because Peter said, see, Peter had to learn, like we have to learn, that when Christ cleans somebody up, and I don't care who they are, white, black, Latino, it doesn't matter what their race is, but when Christ cleans somebody up, you and I can't sit there and declare somebody unclean. So we struggle accepting those who are different than us. Well, God has to do is straighten out our understanding. So we accept what God has made clean. See, anyone who does not accept Christ Jesus is unclean in God's sight. Anyone who do not put into practice God's word is unclean in God's sight. We're all unclean in God's sight. We cannot pass judgment on one another. We cannot put a stumbling block in the way of those who are unclean, who want to be washed in the blood of Christ Jesus. Being unclean has nothing to do with what we eat. It has nothing to do with the color of your skin. It has nothing to do with the country you came from. It has to do with your walk with Christ Jesus. It has to do with your walk with God. See, God teaches us if we have an unbelieving spouse and they're willing to live with us and allow us to follow the Lord and allow us to teach our children to follow the Lord, then we cannot divorce this person. For who knows, you believing spouse may turn your unbelieving spouse into somebody that follows God. See, as long as they allow us to practice our faith and walk in peace and raise up our children, who knows who God's going to sanctify? See, God made a provision so children of a marriage are not seen as unclean in His sight. And it's through Christ we have an agreement with God. We come out of these things that makes us unclean. We separate ourselves and not touch unclean things. And He will be our Father and we will be His sons and daughters. We cannot become clean in God's sight by watching the types of food we eat. We cannot become clean in God's sight by sprinkling animal blood on us that gives us an appearance that we clean from the outside. See, we want to be clean both on the inside and outside. Then we need a spiritual cleansing that only comes through the blood of Christ Jesus, by the work of the Holy Spirit. So we come before God in truth. See, He offered Himself unblemished to God so we can have a clean conscience and clean hands and a pure heart and live right before God. We live in a world where truth only exists in what we see and know and what we teach ourselves. Everything related to God is based on what we have come to believe in and not what God has spoken. See, our spirit is all messed up with all types of different beliefs and theories and philosophies that we've been learning from different people and from things in this world and the things we had on in this world. But see, we need a cleansing from God through the Spirit of the Lord, through the power and blood of Christ Jesus. We need our spirit to be washed so there's no unclean thing that's in us and it's all wiped away and we made useful to God. See, if we want to be made clean, It starts with the truth about ourselves. We must come to truth like King David, who says, surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Surely, he says, the Lord desires truth in our inner parts. He teaches wisdom in our innermost places. Cleanse my hypocrisy, Lord, and I will be clean. Wash me, Lord, and I'll be whiter than snow. See, you and I need to come to the truth about ourselves so we're cleansed by the power of God. We need to be honest about who we are and what's in us and how we think and what we do with our bodies. To be clean in God's sight, we have to get rid of evil deeds that's done in God's sight. We have to stop doing wrong and seek justice and do what is right in God's sight. Encourage those who oppress and defend the cause of the widows and watch over the orphans. See, if we want to be clean, we got to do what God is telling us to do in His Word. God wants to make us clean, to take us through a spiritual cleansing. He wants to take us out of where we are and gather us up and put us in a place prepared for us. See, He will sprinkle us with water to cleanse us. The Lord will cleanse us from all impurity, from all things that we cling to that makes us unclean. If we just allow the Spirit and the work of God to start examining ourselves and working through the things in us, in our lives. Christ Jesus warns us about working to just clean the outside so we look clean to others. He said we pretending like our spirit have been washed and cleaned by the power of God. We see, if we want to be made clean, then that which is in us must also be clean. We gotta stop pretending like we're going through some experience with God. We get all dressed up, we quoting scriptures and walking around with a Bible in our hand and we're doing all kind of things, but God says that in itself does not make you clean. But when my spirit and my blood and my son Christ Jesus start being at work inside of you, working out that what's inside of you, that is when you're going to be clean. Go with me to Matthew chapter 23, verses 25 to 26. Too many of us who have come to know Jesus are just getting dressed up on the outside. But we left the inside untouched. But God says, no, it's what's inside of a person that makes you clean. Matthew chapter 23, verses 25 to 26 says, woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisees, first clean the inside of the cup and dish, and then the outside also will be clean. Christ's blood cleanses us from the outside and washes us clean on the inside so we're completely clean. The Lord is willing, but are we willing to be made clean? I'm talking about both on the outside and the inside. Are we willing for God to do the work of for His Son and the Spirit to be at work in us and clean us up all the way through? Are we like the man who has leprosy who asked Christ if He was willing? Jesus has the same answer for us today. Yes, He's willing to completely make us clean, but are we willing to allow that work to have its completion in us? Christ said, we cannot be foolish in our thinking. Did not the one who made the outside also make the inside? We cannot be like the Pharisees, who was a religious minded, who only looked to make the outside of themselves clean. Christ wants to remove both the external sickness we have in our body and rid us of all the internal sin that we have in us. We have to be willing to allow the blood of Christ Jesus and the Spirit of the Lord to clean us up through and through, both on the inside and the outside. You and I got to let this work happen. We're establishing our faith in Christ Jesus. We need the work of God to be working through us, working through every part of us, from the tips of our toes to the tip of our hair. We need God's working through every part of our body so we're clean in God's sight. We know not everybody that comes to Christ wants to be clean. The Lord knows who seeks to go through a spiritual cleanse. He knows those who only want to be washed on the outside so others can think that they've been washed. See, Lord, help Peter with this thinking regarding being made clean. See, Peter thought all he needed Jesus to do was to wash his feet and to wash his hands. He wanted Jesus to wash everything. Christ had to teach us. He said, once I make you clean, you are completely clean. Peter, you got to accept. You got to stop thinking in your own mind and start getting spiritually connected to me so you'll see the truth and the truth is in you. So we learn in the book of John that we're already been made clean by the word of God spoken through Christ Jesus, and then we came to believe. See, if we remain in him and him in us, then we are made completely clean. If we allow the work of the Spirit to be complete in us, we will bear good fruit as long as we remain in Christ Jesus. It's about being spiritually clean, both on the outside and the inside, so God's work can be complete in us. See, if we want to be made clean, then we have to make every effort to do what is least of peace and mutual edification. We cannot destroy the work of God for the sake of food. See, food... all food is clean in God's sight. But we must not be a stumbling block to those whose faith are weak. So if they still think food is an issue, let us not cause them a problem. Let us resist from eating in front of them. Let them understand that as we walk with them, they'll come to understand God's word. As the Spirit of the Lord starts working inside of them, it'll get their thinking right. And then they'll understand what it means to be clean before God. And they won't be focusing on what kind of food they eat. We have to be on our guard, though. There are many of his spirits out in this world. See, once you and I go through a cleansing with the Lord, once the Lord has started working on the inside and then cleaning us up, and stuff starts getting wiped away, getting rid of things inside of us, and we become good in God's sight. You got to understand that what's been wiped away, that them demons, that spirit, that evil spirit that's been us been wiped away, that spirit wants to return. It's looking for a clean place to learn. It wants to find a place that it can rest and defile again. So you and I got to be careful after we've been made clean. We have to remain in the Lord. I think we need to be steadfast in Christ Jesus. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to continue his work, to continue to work in us. Because that evil spirit wants to return. The Lord says if we allow that evil spirit, that sin to come back in our lives, then our state, the final state is going to be worse than our first. You and I got to understand this cleansing is meant for us to stay fast in Christ Jesus. We have to see ourselves encapsulated in Christ. We have to be wrapped in the blood of God, the blood of Christ Jesus. We have to be surrounded by the love of God. We have to be circled around and standing on the word of God. We have to be infused with the Spirit of the Lord so it lives inside of us so we're worthy of God's call. Being completely humble and gentle, being patient, bearing one another in love. See, we've been made clean. Lord Jesus, help us. Christ says we cannot take our hand off the plow now. We must conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel. We've been made clean. God has been working on side of us and cleaning up the stuff. You got to be watchful. You can't allow things to return once you've been swept clean by God. The Lord needs to be able to see that we're still standing firm in the work that's been completed. We must stand firm in the spirit and keeping our faith intact. One of the purposes of Christ Jesus coming and sacrificing his life so you and I can have a chance to live worthy of God. So we come to correct understanding about who God is and what Christ Jesus is. He come to correct us in our thinking and the ways of God so we don't seek God in vain. He and the Father is at work cleansing souls today. So we bear good fruit, so we do good work, so we grow in the knowledge of God. God wants you and I cleaned up. We was messed up. Oh my Lord, I know I was messed up. I can testify, you were messed up and God had to start working on me, but I resisted like Peter. We all resist the work that starts. But see, when we don't accept it, we just dress the outside. But when you and I fully accept the work of God, he starts changing some stuff on the inside. We become a humble person. We become a loving person, a nice person. That takes work on the inside. It takes some cleansing on the inside to get us there. Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. We have to see what Christ Jesus is doing in our life. It's a chance for us to become worthy of the Lord. Colossians chapter 1, verse 10 says, and we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord, and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. See, the work in us began when we accept Christ Jesus, when we believe God's word, when we show the willingness for the Spirit to be at work in us, cleansing us from that which is sinful in us. We're encouraged and confident, urged to live our lives worthy of God. See, after we accept spiritual cleansing, there's clear evidence that from within and outside, that God has indeed been working on us. He's been working on me. Through His Son and Spirit, God has been working on us. He's still at work in us. He's working this thing out in us. See, the spiritual cleansing results in us being worthy of the kingdom of God, for which we're suffering. Suffering because we left our sin behind. Suffering because we don't partake of the things we used to partake of. Suffering because we don't react to people that we used to react. Suffering because we don't fight our own battles. See, after we're spiritually clean, there's clear evidence from within and from without that God has indeed worked some stuff out through our lives. And now we have to become consistent in faith, consistent in obedience, and consistent in love. We need to be consistent in Christ Jesus so God can count us worthy of His calling. His power allows us to fully endure every good pleasure, to work out every good acts of faith in our life. We know the evidence that God has worked some stuff out in us. Lord, continue Your work in me, Lord. Do Your work, God. Change everything about me. See, at some point in our life, we stood unclean before God. And even though we're giving ourselves over to the Lord, we cannot pretend like we was always clean. So we can't act like we're just talking about the outside of the cup. Now, God had to do some work on both the inside and outside of us. You and I need to always have that testimony before us. There's been some stuff, some work, some disobedience, some sin in our lives that God had to work through. It took a while for God to get us there. Thank be to Jesus, through the blood of Christ Jesus, He kept scrubbing and cleaning us. He took His blood and He starts rubbing the outside and cleaning my eyes and my mouth. He started wiping on my body and what I did with my body. See, it's the blood of Christ Jesus working on the outside. And then we start drinking and communing with God and we start taking in the blood of Christ Jesus. Oh, on the inside, and then all the lying went away. See, all of the deceit went away. You got to keep drinking the blood of Christ Jesus. He wants to cleanse the inside of you. You just drink. Oh, Lord, that you just drink all of the deceit and the sexual morality comes out. See, as the blood of Christ Jesus cleans the inside of you, scrubbing on the outside of you, drinking from within. See, it's the cleansing process that God talks about in His Word. That you and I then continue to commune with God. Through the blood of Christ Jesus, we are purified. Being spiritually clean makes us worthy to serve God. Makes us worthy of teaching what is in accordance with God's word and accordance with sound doctrine. We teach others to be temperate, to worthy of respect, self-control, faithful, loving. So we live our lives cleansed before the Lord in Christ Jesus. See, we need a spiritual cleansing so we're worthy, so we walk right before God. We need spiritual cleansing so we're clean the inside and the outside and we're completely made whole in God. We need a spiritual cleansing so we overcome, so our names are not blotted out from the book of life. See, so our name is acknowledged by God in His sight in the presence of Christ Jesus. Praise God. God is a God of truth. And every servant of God has to be a person of truth. And He knows everything about us. He knows our ways. He knows what's on the outside of you. He knows what's on the inside of you. There's nothing that the Lord doesn't know about you. Praise the Lord. Christ Jesus came so we have a way to get right with God. So we can be right. Our souls can be right with God. Thank you, Lord. We cannot make the work of the Holy Spirit about what happens just on the outside of us so others can think highly of ourselves. We need the Spirit, the blood of Christ Jesus, to be at work on the inside of us, cleansing that which is only God can see. Help me, Lord. We need every speck of sin removed from our lives, Lord. We need every speck of sin that causes an issue in our body cleaned up, Lord. We need every speck of sin that is in our mind cleaned up, Lord. We need every speck of sin that is in our heart cleaned up, Lord Jesus. We need every speck that is in our soul wiped clean with Your blood, the drinking of Your blood, Your Spirit and power working inside of us, Lord. We need every part of our clean. Lord, clean me from the inside out, Lord. Help me to understand. God, what you're doing in my life. So when the devil tries to return, there's no place for him, God. There's no place for him to rest. There's no place for him to lay down. I've been swept clean and I live my life in Christ Jesus. Lord, help us to receive today. We are able, Lord, because of you, Lord Jesus, because you're worthy, God. You make every effort to clean up our heart and our mind and our body and our soul and everything in us so we are acceptable, God. You help us, Lord Jesus. Help us through this walk, through this journey to establish ourselves right in you so you clean us through and through so we're whiter than snow, perfect in God's sight, all because of the work you do, all because of your blood, all because of the Spirit of God working inside of us. Lord, you are able. You're the only one able to clean us up, God. You're the only one able to go inside and sweep clean all that is sinful in us. You're the only one able to, God, to help us walk humbly before you so others can see the humility in us, so we have patience and kindness that's coming on the outside of us. You're the only one, Lord, that can, to bring us through, God. You're the only one that can clean us up, Lord Jesus. Give us a spiritual cleansing, God, not a religious cleansing. Clean us spiritually, God, through and through, Lord. Make us whole, Lord Jesus, so we can go tell a story, have God took something that was worst of sinners. As Paul says, I'm the worst of sinners, and God took the worst of sinners and made me worthy of his kingdom. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for all that you do, God. For those who hear this message, God, cleanse their heart and their mind and their spirit and their soul so everything they do is acceptable to you in your sight. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. May God bless you and guide you today. Amen.